Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome. Hey, I just wanted to listen to that whole little piece there. Some mornings that music just get in my spirit and I'm just moving around, just put a bounce to my step. I'm telling you, just love that song, that music. Yeah, when I first heard the music, it just, when I was selecting the music for the show many, many years ago, it actually, I listen to so many tunes, just going in and out, trying to figure out which ones was the one that was best for us. And then all of a sudden, I heard that sound. It hit my spirit in such a way, and I thought, that's it. And every time I hear it, it brings back that same memory, all those years ago, 7 years ago, that beat. It was just the beat for me. Sometimes you just know when you know that you know. Good morning. I have good news. God speaks to mothers and daughters around the world. That's right. God is speaking to mothers and daughters around the world. So welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are talking to mothers and daughters around the world. It is amazing. That's what I like about the internet. You never know where you are, who you talking to, who's listening, who's talking about what they heard. You can just put a word out there that can bless someone, that can change the way they're thinking, can save a life. A person may be thinking, I'm just going to leave here today. I'm going to commit suicide. You never know. They may just turn in and hear us on this particular roundtable and hear something that make them change their mind. So when God is using you to bless you, to be a blessing, that means you won't know the extent on which the blessing is flowing. It can go on and on and on for generations and generations. How many of us are still living on the blessings of Abraham, our grandparents, Adam and Eve? You know, sometimes you want to think Adam and Eve didn't give a blessing, but they were a blessing. They were the first creation. Without them, there would be no us. So, you know, there's a blessing still flowing. So we're here at a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship based on the word of God, Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit. Our platform is based on Ezekiel 16:44, where God says, as is the mother, so is her daughter. And that's a mouthful. As is the mother, so is her daughter. So let's go. I don't think Frida's with us this morning to do the prayer. Let me speak to Cynthia. Let me find Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing?
I'm good this morning. Yourself?
I'm good, good, good. Would you like to do
good
the prayer?
Good job. Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you as humble as we know how. But this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for choosing us for such an awesome task to bring the word the good news to mothers and daughters around the world. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to move in a way that is not unlike us, but totally based on your plan. And so, Father God, we thank you for the plan. We thank you for the mission. And we thank you, Father God, for Dr. Fletcher and her obedience in doing what it is that you called her to do, and that is to take the good news to mothers and daughters around the world. The good news is that they can have the relationship that they desire if they take wise counsel and seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other will follow. So that's the good news, and we are simply here to share what the Holy Spirit shared with us in order that that can happen. Dr. Fletcher, the facilitator. And so, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you continue to do in us for the call. Well, Father God, we thank you, Father God, and we ask that you bless Frieda in her absence and bless her hand to the task and that you've given her for the next several weeks. We thank you, Father God, that you will continue to take care of us and move us in such a way that we know that it is you and not us. We thank you, Father God, for where we're going. We thank you for where we've been on this journey. We thank you, Father God. We know that this is not the end, but this is only the beginning. But, Father God, you say our latter will be greater than our former. So, Father God, we thank you for the mindset and the heart to stick and stay when we're not certain. And Father God, there's a lot of fears and uncertainty. But Father God, you've not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, knowing that you are in control. So Father God, help us to trust you more, to be nearer to you in our moments of uncertainty. And we just thank you as we continue to bring the word to mothers and daughters around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
All right, amen. Yes, it's a beautiful day. I was thinking this morning, I said, you know, someone said to me the day before, said, boy, God has moved quick for you. And I'm saying to myself, really? You know, because she and I had a prayer about 2 months ago, and some things that she said in that prayer, you know, it was just like I'm seeing them unfold. Of course, that was God's plan anyway, but because that's what we prayed for, the plan of God to unfold and to unfold quickly. And no one knows the plan. We just have to implement. And things that are unfolding quickly, she said to me, God is moving quick for you. And I thought, wow, because in my mind, sometimes we think it's a long time. But when I thought about it, I said, you know, we just had this prayer, and we agreed on some things 2 months ago. And she said, move quick, move quick, move quick. And I'm thinking, if we could just be more patient, it's already done. It's already there. Just live into it. Just live into it. And when I began to relax and not worry about when he's coming, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, it just, like a flower, things started opening up. So I'm saying that, Cynthia, and you're seeing it, you're witnessing it. We're sitting back just watching it unfold as God moves his hand around us and the program and what he wants us to do. It's just amazing to think that because when we relax, faith can work. And that's what I want mothers and daughters to get today. When we relax, faith can work. So thank you for the prayer. God bless you. And I'll come back to you for your comments in a little bit.
Okay.
That's the essence of blessings. Just relax. The enemy wants to get you so tied up, so twisted that you can't think. He just want to dominate your intro conversation. And that way he can get you to think on the things that he wants you to think on, and then therefore move our mind, shift our mind from what God says. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. And again, we're talking to mothers and daughters around the world. I have with me online my co-host, Cynthia Oliver, and Frieda Hunter is not here today. She's out doing an assignment that God has asked her to do. And, of course, I have each and every one of you who are sitting, talking, walking, doing whatever it is that you do. But most importantly, you are listening to us here at the roundtable. Some great things are happening that's coming up. We'll tell you as we go some things that is pertaining to what we do here, some things pertaining to just some things that God is asking us to do. But all of it coming together to increase our ministry, to increase our outreach, to increase the extension of what we are doing to reach more mothers and daughters as we do what God has set out for us to do. And God has definitely given me attached some things to me that will help me reach mothers and daughters face to face. And as we build and go in and teach the word that he's asking us to teach to deliver the good news to mothers and daughters around the world. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. And, you know, it's exciting to have you on there. You know, sometimes when you think you're doing it all by yourself, you just keep going. I don't know who's all out there. And I appreciate you being there, but I can't focus on that. I have to focus on just delivering the word, and God and the Holy Spirit will focus on where they're going to take the word. They know, you know, God's Holy Spirit knows exactly who needs to hear what God is delivering today. So I would encourage you, if you are a mother and daughter, if you're a woman, if you're a man, you know a mother and daughter, you know another woman, every woman is a daughter, text them, call them, and ask them to tune in. They can call in at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to the program and click 1 to join the conversation. I know a lot of people are on the internet, you know, via their phones or their computer. But if you get a chance, you can text, don't text and drive, of course. You can go and listen to us on blogtalkradio.com and look at the on air and just put in the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. When you put that in there, it'll take you straight to the live soundboard, and you can listen on the internet. Now, what we're going to do is have it so that you can go to our website. You can go to our website and listen to the show after it's posted. Starting in a week or so, we're going to have it so that you can go to the website, and we will take you to our personal website, and you can actually listen and do everything through our website, which will draw more traffic to us. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And we are lining up this thing so that we'll have more guests as we move forward. I am in a position now that it would give me an opportunity to do the radio program differently on location without a lot of interruptions. I know a lot of times when we travel, we can't always get things set up for the radio program. And now we're going to have it, so no matter where we are, when we go to Africa, when we go, you know, Germany, we go to London, wherever we are, the radio program will exist. And if by some crazy reason we cannot get a connection, then we will be able to always be on, even if we have to go into the archives and pull up a show that we think will be a blessing to you. So we hope to never not be in front of you on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11. Our stimulating topic this morning is mothers and daughters receiving your blessing. So get your pen and paper, get your favorite morning drink, as I say, and sit back and relax. Because so in my mind, when we say mother and daughter round tables, and even though I'm sitting here at the table, I envision mothers and daughters around the world sitting at the table with me. You know, when you're sitting on Saturday morning and you're having your coffee, this is a prime time. People are up at 10. They're moving around. You can sit down, have your coffee, your tea, your water, your juice, and just listen to what God has to say. It will bless your day. Jot down a couple things because I'm sure something is going to touch you or just give you an aha moment. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie, and we are talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Announcements. Good news, God speaks to mothers and daughters. Thank God. The book went to the printers. The book should be in my hand. I am excited about it. It's time. It seems as if it was taking so long, but let me tell you, when people say, I write a book a month, that is very, very, very strange to me, because writing a book, when you really physically are writing the book yourself, not having a team to do it, not having, you know, all the trickeries to put it together, not, and I don't mean that from a negative way, because that's technology, but when you are actually physically writing it, editing it, going back, it takes so much time, and then you're still kind of afraid to let it go because you're thinking, okay, let me make sure, you know, that it's all done, but not necessarily meaning perfect, because there I've read so many books from so many people, and you see something, you go, wow, they missed that, because that's the human part of it. So I had to let it go. I had to just let the baby be born and let out into the atmosphere. And I want to thank Lael Agency. You can go to their website, LaelAgency.com. LaelAgency.com. Lael Agency, that's my publisher, did a great job on publishing the book. And if you have a book inside of you and you don't know how to get it out, you want to get it out, go to LaelAgency.com. Look at their website, contact Ms. Huntley, and she will help you deliver that baby, I guarantee you. Schedule for 2006. We have one other event that is going to end up our programming for the year of 2016. It's been a good year. It's been an experienced year. I wouldn't change one thing about it. When I look back over it, you know, when you're going through, when you're having birthing pains, you know, you want to just get that baby out. Lord, if you could just help me get this baby out, I promise you, you will never see me like this again. And oh, when we have that baby and we look into her eyes and we cuddle her and we look at her and see that she's healthy and look at her toes and her fingers and her eyes and rub your hand through her hair and you put her heart, she's laying up against your heart and the heartbeat beating together, you forget all the pain. Well, that's the way I feel today. I feel like I've just birthed a baby. And all the pain up to this date through the 2016, what I thought was pain, really, when you look back at it, it wasn't pain. It was just impatience. That's what it was, of just being impatient. And there was no pain. But the birth has been, the baby has been born, birth and is born and is living, has all the toes and all the fingers and the hair and the eyes are beautiful, just a nice shaped baby that we have now, birthed into our mother and daughter faith trust ministry that we're going to nurture and help grow so that it will be a blessing to the people that God bring into our path and us to theirs. So look forward to seeing the development of the baby, and I'll say it just like that. You can contact me at drbessie1@gmail.com. If you have any questions or concerns or any questions about your mother and daughter relationship, we are the mother and daughter relationship experts. You can give us a text. You can email me, and I'll get back with you. And if you want a phone call, I'll do that too. It's drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. Our stimulating topic today is mothers and daughters receiving their blessings. The show is sponsored by the Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. You know, it's so amazing. Out of all the ministries that you probably have heard of, I think we're the only one that I know of is the Mother and Daughter
Faith Trust Ministries. There is no other. God, uniqueness. That was my assignment. Many may duplicate, but you cannot do what God has assigned for me to do, and I cannot do what God has assigned for you to do. And the deal is to find out what he has assigned you to do and get with it and partner with somebody. We'd love to partner with you. Our mission is to help grow mothers and daughters so that we can create healthy families, to look at the relationship and make sure that people know how important that relationship to the family. If mothers and daughters are not bonded and not having a good relationship, it will interrupt the flow of the family. I'm telling you, fathers and sons, they'd rather be outside digging ditches than to stay in the house where mothers and daughters are at each other's throat or in some type of conflict. Now, we know how to say, well, let's get out of here. Your mom and your sister's at it again. That's the first thing. They go sit out on the porch. So we don't want to have that kind of relationship. We want to make sure that the family is being able to talk, have honest conversation, and being able to live the loving life that God intended for us to live. Last week, our stimulating topic was mothers and daughters being a blessing. And, you know, you say, well, Dr. Fletcher, that may be, that sounds like what you're saying today. Yes. And it may sound like what I'm saying next week and the next week, because we may have a series going on this. But mothers and daughters being a blessing. See, when you are being a blessing, meaning that you are doing something that will enhance the livelihood of someone else. You are helping them to be the best that they can be. But even when the mother needs to be a blessing to the daughter, she cannot be a blessing to the daughter if she doesn't know what it means to be a blessing, if she's not a blessing herself. You know, sometimes we want our daughters to do things, but they don't know how to do it because they have not been taught. Everything is about a life lesson. The mother and daughter relationship is a course. It is a lesson within that relationship that need to be taught to the daughter. And as is the mother, so is the daughter, says it all. If the mother is not, then the daughter is not in a lot of areas. Now, I'm not saying that just because your mother didn't know something or didn't do something or didn't go to college, meaning that you won't go as a daughter or do or say. I'm just telling you what God said. I didn't make it up. God said it, Ezekiel 16:44. As is the mother, so is the daughter. I just believe what he said. So when you're thinking about it, you know, don't beat up the messenger. Just think about it. If God said it, then it's true. So now, mother, when you're talking about being blessed and being a blessing, you know, there was a cliche going around, and you don't hear it as much as you used to, but Lord have mercy, I got so tired of hearing it because it was so empty in a lot of cases. You know, yeah, how you doing today? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Oh, it just got to be, I'm blessed and highly, it was just a what's up? Hey, what's up? You know, we grab on to words and we say them, but a lot of times they're empty. Blessed and highly favored is not something that you have to say. It is something that people will see. You know, it will just be. You know, when God created, he just thought of it. He said it, thought of it, and then it says, let it be. And it was. So, you know, you're blessed and highly favored, then that means you're blessed and highly favored. That means things are working in your life. That means the blessing is showing. It is radiating out. People can see, wow, look at her. Wonder what she's doing. You know, how did you do that? God did it. Because, see, they're going to come to you and ask. You don't have to tell them you're blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored has its own description, its own energy. So when you're talking about being a blessing to someone else, are you being a blessing to your daughter first? See, sometimes, mother, we want to skip our children and we want to be a blessing to someone else, and then yet we are not being blessed to our children. So how does that work? You think God is going to honor that?
He's going to honor you blessing someone else's children, and yet you have not blessed your own. He said, even God tells you, he gives you the example. I will bless you, your children, and your children's children. There it is. Very simple. So our mindsets, mother, should be, I'm blessed, I got to bless my children. And I got to teach my children how to bless their children. Because God said he's going to bless me, and he's going to bless my children and my children's children. And I was telling my daughter that this week. There was a situation, I said, you know, this person is really not in my lineage. So God didn't tell me I will bless the friends of your children. He said, I'm going to bless you, your children, and your children's children. But that blessing can flow out to extend to be a blessing for other people. So when you are blessed, to be a blessing means that you're going to take what God has blessed you with and share it with someone else. So today we're talking about mothers and daughters receiving your blessing. Now, how do you receive your blessing? He said, give and it shall be given back to you. So to get the blessing means that you got to what? Be a blessing. The blessing is going to be blessed and multiply and return back to you 30, 60, 100 fold. And a lot of times when people talk about the blessing and the 30, 60, 100 fold, they think it's money. No. It can be a word, and the word is the most powerful. Above all things, the word is the most powerful. The word is what God used to create. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. So if the word is God, then, hey, don't take a rocket scientist and figure that out. That means that's very powerful. That is the power. So your words will go out, and they will do what? They will not return void. Sometimes people say, yeah, but that's what God said for his word. Well, I just always, you know, look at it like, okay, every word is God's word. It's how you use that word and the intent behind that word determines the intent in which that word will manifest. So you can take a word and put an ill spirit behind it, you're going to get an ill spirit that results. You can take a word and put love behind it, and you're going to get a loving result. So when you're speaking the word, mother, when you're saying that word is going to come back. So you got to be careful from that point. So now that is putting the word out there and looking for that word to come back to be a blessing. That's why we have to say what we want and not say what we have or what we think we don't want. Because the word doesn't, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference, and the word doesn't know the difference. The word is going to go with your intent. If you send the word out and say, you know, well, I know the Lord say I'm blessed, but I tell you, girl, things is not working. Okay, here we go. That word is not going to work because the word is wrapped with doubt. And doubt is not going to do anything, not except come back with a multitude of doubt hung onto it. Because the word is blessed, but it's blessed with what? With doubt. It's not blessed with prosperity. So if we want prosperity, we have to speak prosperity. Why am I saying all that? It's because I'm trying to get you to understand to be a blessing is to give. To receive your blessing is that which you've given, God will bless and multiply. So that's how you receive your blessing. And whatever it is that you put out there and you bless, you can send negative, you're going to get negative. You get what you send out. And I just don't want you to think about it as money, because people just sometimes they concentrate on, well, you know, I just want some money. Money, yes, we need money. But it is more blessed to give than to receive. So if you give, and if you don't have money to give, don't worry about I don't have money to give. Give somebody a kind word. Give somebody a smile. Give some, you know, give somebody a prayer. Pray and ask God to bless them in the area. You ask God to bless somebody in an area where you feel like you want to be blessed, then you are sending a word out there to be multiplied and to be manifest in your life and return back to you. That's why he said, my word will not return void. Whatever it is, it's going to return back to you. I bless you. I send you love. I pray that you're healthy. Above all things, I want you to be healthy. I want your soul to prosper. I want you to be in good health. You send those words out. They're going to multiply and return back to you. So what blessing, mothers and daughters, do you want to receive? Because you're going to get exactly what you say. And in my theme for many, many years with Mike, managing your inter-conversation, I tell you, your words create your thoughts. Your thoughts create your vision. And your vision will manifest into reality. God said that people without a vision, so you got to have a vision. If you can't see the vision, then how can you have something that you can't see? You got to see it before you can receive it, because seeing it manifests faith. When we see something, we believe it. That's why it's hard to try to convince someone of something that they've seen in their mind's eye and in their spirit. They just feel like, I saw it, I believe it. It's hard to convince them that that's wrong. They have to go to God, basically renew their mind to see a different vision. You can talk to your daughter and you can tell her, honey, I'm telling you, the road that you're going down right now, I've been there. I know what that's like. I've seen that story before. And these are the things that happened to me. And you are talking and talking and talking, and she's looking right at you dead in your face going, mm-hmm, okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's saying in her mind, but see, that was you. That's not me. Because, and here comes her reason, because in her mind, she sees a different picture. She doesn't see what you are saying. She hears you, but she sees a different picture. She sees herself. This is not going to happen to me. That happened to you. God forbid if she has to go through that experience. A lot of times they don't want to tell the mother because mothers are so quick to say, I told you so. And that's about the worst thing that you can tell a person, anybody. I told you so. Because that's not blessing them. That's to condemn them and to glorify you. So be careful when you say, I told you so to someone. There's no blessing in that for them. So now, the blessing is to be able to give, but to also be able to give what you want to come back. You want your daughter to be blessed in a certain way? Pray that blessing. Pray what you want. Don't worry about what it looks like now. Don't worry about the enemy trying to tell you, well, that's never going to happen. She's never going to come back. She's just, no. God said, I bless you, your children, and your children's children. And I live on that. But see, I have got to live a godly life. I have got to be able. I am the matriarch of the family. There's none above me in my family. I'm the oldest. So therefore, I'm the matriarch, and it trickles down. And that's what you have to look at. God said, I'm going to bless you. It's going to trickle down. But if I'm not living a righteous life, I'm going to hinder the blessing for my children. And I know we ain't always live righteous life. I know I haven't, even though I was saved since I was 18. you know, you still want to do you at some point in time. You just think you're living and this is the world, and you're not thinking consciously that you're going against God. It's just you're living in the world, trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to have this job, one trying to have that house, that car, dot, dot, dot. All these things that the world, the trappings that is out there in the world. That's why he said you're in the world but not of the world. Once you come into the kingdom, then you know, I'm a righteous person. I'm a righteous woman of God. So therefore, I receive what God said. You have to believe that. I am blessed, my children are blessed, and my children's children are blessed. And therefore, we pray that it trickle down on anyone that's in our lives. So last week, I don't know what I did with my notes, so I can't give you any highlights on that. But we are going to move to being a blessing is a challenge to your mind and to your body. You know, people say, oh, I'm always blessing people. I'm always blessing someone. I bless people at my church. I give to United Way. I give to the Red Cross. I give to missions. I even help people on the street. I'm always a blessing. And when you go to Acts 20:35, it says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So you're looking at it, I give more. So I'm giving. The reason I said that it's a challenge is due to our instincts. Our instinct wants us to save, wants us to hold on, you know, just in case. Hold on just in case something happens. I got a little stash over to the side. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a savings account. But are you saving the savings account because you have fear, or you just got it there just in case if God wants you to be a blessing to somebody? That's two different things. If you're holding on to it because you have fear, I don't know what the administration is going to do. I don't know if I need to have something and take my money out the bank and put it in my mattress. You know, I had someone call me in and was talking, well, Dr. Fletcher, you know, I'm telling you right now, you better get you some water. You better put together some canned goods and dry things and some mattresses and some candles. And people just don't know because things get ready to happen now. And I'm telling you, Dr. Fletcher, you need to do this, that, and the other. And I'm like, wow. But I'm not doing anything. I'm a trust God. I'm a trust God. What I look like gathering up water and canned goods and putting stuff aside just in case the administration or somebody just does something crazy or we attack? What do I look like? If God can't take me through that, then I don't need to go through it. I just go into heaven. That's it. I'm a trust God. So you can't get into the fear of I'm a hold on to it. It's our nature to save for a rainy day. The children of Israel, you know, they cried and moaned, oh, what are we going to eat? What, God, oh, Moses, what are we going to eat? They got angry. What are we eating today? We don't have any water. We don't have any food, God. I mean, can you imagine? He rained down manna from the sky, from heaven. Down, you're looking up and bread is coming down out of the sky. You never, oh, and then I want some meat. Quails dropping all over the plate. Clothes you wear for 40 years and shoes and nothing dry rot. Come on. And you still complain. So when we think about them, God said, don't save anything for tomorrow. I'm going to feed you every day. Some people did what? They took some and put it aside anyway. I'm going to save some just in case God forgets about tomorrow. If he forgets about tomorrow, see, I got me a little stash to the side. And God's looking right at him. He's going, look at him. Let me think I don't see them taking that little bit of bread and that meat and putting it to the side. When they get to the next day, maggots all in it. So I'll fix them. Because I see you. You don't trust me. You're trying to fool somebody else. But you can't fool me because I'm looking right at you. So that reminds me of the woman that had the one cup of meal and a little oil, and the prophet Elijah came up to her and told her, you know, fear not, you know, here I am. I'm a man of God. I'm hungry. Do you have anything to eat? And she said to him, she said, you know, sir, I don't have but one little cup of meal. Now, I'm paraphrasing here. And a little oil, and I just figured out my son is sick. What I'm going to do is just fix this. We're going to eat it, and then we're going to prepare to die. See, she had already had it in her mind. She said the word. And that's exactly what's going to happen to her, because she had already put that in motion. She sent those words out, and they had to obey her. See, our words have to obey us. So be careful with what you say, because words don't have any power. You have the power of God in you, and words will not come back void. So then he said to her, I promise you, you fix me a little cake and let me eat and drink, you will be blessed. Now you can imagine, put yourself in this lady's place. You're hungry, you got a little cup of meal, a little oil, and you're looking at this man, but yet something in your spirit said, give it to him. Share what you have. You may have one cup. It may make one little cake. Make two out of it. Make two little small cakes. Give it to him first. Now she's going to bless him. She's going to put him before herself and her child. I'm going to give unto you, man of God. And when she did that, she ate, and the barrel never ran dry. The oil was running like water. Because what? She was obedient. And, of course, you can go to 1 Kings 17, 17 through 24 and read it for yourself. That's 1 Kings 17, 17 through 24. I'm sure most of us would have thought, hey, look, shoot, I ain't got but a little bit here. You know, I don't know. Should I take a chance? You know, maybe if me and my son ate this, we might be able to live 2 days, and maybe help could come, and maybe things could change. You know, I'm sure she's probably thinking, if I give it to him, then we won't have enough to give us energy to last 2 days. That lessens our chance of possibilities. So what should I do? But in her spirit, she felt that this was a man of God, and she says, you know what? If I'm going to die, I'm going to die. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to give it to him. We'll just all die together. You know, do or die. Let's go. But because she was obedient, she was blessed. She had to go borrow jugs and vessels to keep the barrel wouldn't go dry. The more she dipped out, the more it replenished itself. The more oil was there, that she just didn't have enough bottles to put it in. Had enough to last them for 2 or 3 years. I mean, come on. From one cup. But it wasn't the cup. It was the obedience. She followed her spirit. Her spirit said, give. And give out of love. Don't give out of grudges. Being, you know, think I might want to give. See, you can give it, pretend in your heart. And see, that's the thing that God knows. You can pretend to me, and you can make me think that you've given out of love, grinning and smiling in my face and all that, but you got an intent behind it, like, yeah, I'm giving it to you, but I want you to give me something back later. I got an intent. If I'm nice to you, maybe you'll be nice to me, instead of I'm going to be nice to you, whether you like me or not. I'm just going to give because God is telling me to give to you. So it goes back to it is better to give than to receive, especially when you are led by the Holy Spirit. See, when you are led by the Holy Spirit and God said, give unto this person, and you give, you better believe it's going to return back to you in some type of manifestation greater than you can ever imagine. But if you give with an attachment of regret, you might as well forget it. Nothing shall you receive. Nothing shall you receive because you've gotten your reward. You gave because you want someone to like you. You gave because you want to look like a big person in the neighborhood. You gave because I want them to know that I'm this, that, and I want them to look up to me. I want them to want to be like me. You gave because. Then that's what you're going to get. An empty return. So it is better to give than receive. Now let's look at why. Because giving obeys God's commandment. Giving submits to God's lordship. Giving exhibits God's heart. God have a heart to give. Think about it. He gave you a body for your spirit to be housed in. And we run around thinking this is our body. Now, that's another show. Giving illustrates God's salvation. He gave his only begotten son so that we could be saved, so that we could be free, so that we could be healthy, wealthy, and wise. He gave that so we could be prosperous. Giving trusts God's provision. When you give, you're going to trust God knowing that, hey, he got it. I don't have to worry about it. I'm just going to give. I don't have but a penny left. Give that penny to. You'll be all right. You won't miss a meal. Giving widens God's smile. When you give, God smiles. Because then it gives him an opportunity to give to you. And God smiles when he can give to his children. He created you for his good pleasure. And pleasure always brings a smile to your face. Giving advances God's kingdom. When you give, you advance the kingdom of God. More people are blessed. More people are helped. He can move through you. Because once you give, he's like, okay, I can use Bessie now. She understands that I need to give to my children. And I need someone who I can give. I can bless them. And they're going to go and be a blessing and not try to hold on to it. That's where we get hung up. That's where the water in the river get backed up because we're storing up the sticks and we hold it up and there's a dam. But when you take it away and give it away and move it out the way, then God can flow through you. He can advance his kingdom. Giving promotes God's sanctification. Giving testifies to God's power. Giving praises God's character. We are made in his image, and he loves to give. That's why he said, give, and it should be given back to you. Now, mothers and daughters, can you see why it is better to give than to receive? As David said, what shall I render to the Lord for his benefits towards me? What shall I render? He's like, what is it that I have that I can surrender to God that's good enough, that the best that I have? Go back to Cain and Abel. You know, the best. Bring the best that you have and render it. God don't want you to give somebody your worst pair of shoes. You see somebody have a pair of shoes, give them your best pair of shoes. In fact, you got a pair of shoes in there and you bought them and you looking forward to wearing that. You say, I'm going to have those shoes with that dress and boy, when they see me, they're going to look at my feet. But then you see someone that needs some shoes. And God said, you know what? You need to give them those shoes. If you hesitate and say, yeah, but God, see, I had that dress. I wanted to wear that. But, you know, keep it. But if you say, give her those shoes, and you said, I'm giving them to him right now, Father. No problem. Look, I got some shoes for you. God told me to give you these shoes. You will never, ever want the shoes.
prime example, Keith Moore. I studied under Keith 3 years, still listening to Keith Moore. But Keith said, Lord told him, I want you to give this gentleman your shoes. And he said, I had a pair of shoes that had holes in them. I had to put cardboard in them. I'm walking around. I was blessed to get a pair of shoes. Somebody blessed me with a pair of shoes. And they were brown leather shoes. And he said, I was so proud of them. Just excited I got some new shoes. And the Lord said, I want you to give those shoes to that young man right there. And he said, devil, you are a liar. He said, I know that's the devil because I just got these shoes. I know, Lord, you're not asking me now because my shoes got holes in them. I was blessed with these shoes. You asking me to give him my shoes? He said, I know that's the devil. He went a couple of days talking to the enemy. You are lying. God didn't give me these shoes. And they're going to ask me to give them to somebody else? And God said to him, you know it's me. Give him those shoes. And Keith said he went up to the gentleman and he said, have you been wanting some shoes? God told me to give you these shoes. He said, yeah, I was wanting some brown leather shoes. It was the exact shoe. And so he said, God told me to give them to you. And he said he gave them to him. He said, Lord, I'll give it. And he gave the shoes to the man. And to this day, he said, people send me shoes from all over the world. I don't know where they come from. They know my size. It's just like the barrel never running dry. I have shoes. Shoes and shoes. I give away watches. I receive watches, watches, and watches. See, whatever goes out will be multiplied. It doesn't have to be money. It can be things. It can be a word. It can be your attitude. Your attitude go out there, you're going to get that nasty attitude back. When you're in a good mood, you are surrounded by people with a good mood. But you go out of the house, go to the grocery store with your thinking, and attitude, that's all you're going to run into. Everybody's nasty. And you're looking at them. What's wrong with them? Well, you're getting back what you put out there. You're getting back what you put out there. So, do you see why giving is more blessed to give than to receive? You're giving to God. When you give, God is glorified. And to see God glorified, it's what you want to do. So think about it. If you can glorify God with giving, what do you have in there that you would like to give? Just think about that. All right. Let's go to Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia, again. How are you?
I'm good, Dr. Fletcher. Dr. Fletcher, are you there?
Yes, I'm waiting on your comments.
Well, there's a couple of things that I wanted to share, and what you were saying goes back to Paul and what he was saying. And let's see, where did I put it? Okay. I was with a young lady I met last night at the store, and we were talking about motives. And it just goes back to what you were saying about motives. You have to know your motives when you are hearing from God and you decide to do something based on that what God is asking you to do. Why are you giving it? Are you giving it from a place of not begrudging, I want something from you, but because the Heavenly Father had instructed me to do it. I'm so conscious of my motives because I used to jump on bandwagons all the time to do things, but selfishly I had motives because I was trying to go somewhere. And so you have to be so careful. But if the heart, like you said, we can fool the person that we're doing it, pretending to do it from the heart. But you can't fool God. And I love this scripture in Ephesians 1:15-23. For the reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you. So when we are giving from the heart, And people know that you have their heart and their causes at your heart. And people know that you God has sent you. When we are doing it begrudgingly, like you said, what are you going to get out of this if you're doing it from, God says, surely you won't receive anything other than the praise that you're getting here on earth if you're not doing it with the right motives. I'm paraphrasing here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing it to be seen, that even cancels your blessing even more.
Yeah.
So, and all that we desire to do, ladies around the world, know your motives. And Ms. Holloway and I, we were talking about people coming on and they seem to drop off over the mm-hmm. over time. Because when they came in with a motive. And you never talked about the motive. Why are you here? Why do you want to be a part of this? And we got to know why we want to be a part of things, because we all want something. And people aren't honest. People say, oh, I want to help you. But why?
Yeah,
because
good.
You know,
that's
Dr. Fletcher, you know, we started with five, boo. And now how many we got? How many was left in the pot when the pot boiled
what?
Over? But the pot will
what?
Boil over.
Me and you.
And
too,
it
really.
Gets a little, it gets a little crazy. So
mm-hmm.
why are you here? Because if you're here for advancing the kingdom of God, you're gonna stay. And I ain't mad at we ain't mad at him. We know it got weary. It got weary. But if you're there for the right reason, you will stay.
Mm-hmm. And so I am
so grateful, Dr. Fletcher, that I came in knowing that God sent me, and I came in with the right motive. I don't care what goes on, I ain't going nowhere unless God tells me to step off and keep it moving. And one thing I know, I know the voice of my Father.
Mm. And, you know, the hard, not hard, but difficult part sometimes when and I've seen this, and just last week someone was telling me about how when one person get upset, and like you say, it came in with the wrong motives, and when they can't get their agenda on the table to take over, they want to leave, and then they want to take people with them. So what they do, they try to poison the mind or put words into the next person. And they were telling me, that not only did this person, they had to get rid of this person, but they had to get rid of the friend too, because the friend agreed with, you know, it's like, well, I'm going, you going with me? See, so the motives coming in was a takeover kind of thing, but God will not let you take over his agenda. You know, he won't even let me take over the agenda that he assigned to me. And that's been the problem there. You're going to do it the way I want it done. And now when you go off, you come back, but we're going to get back on track. So, yeah, motives are key. Motives are key. And you're right. We don't ask the question. And that has put something in the front of my mind that I will do from henceforth and forever. You know, why are you here? Why are you here?
Thank you for allowing me to share. Because we got to, not only, and it's not for you to know, it's for them to be honest. Why are you here? People
well,
say, well,
I
don't want nothing.
For me, but
people say, well, I don't want
question.
Nothing. Go. You want something. You came in here with an idea of something. And it's okay that you want something, because that's just human nature. But be honest. Why are you here?
Yeah.
I know God sent me to work with you. It the way that it came down that we met, I knew when I finally got you when you finally got me on the phone, I knew that God sent me to work with you. I've had people say, why do you work with her? I've had people say, y'all ain't going nowhere. Okay, that may be fine. That's according to what you see. We can't mm-hmm. see the plan of God. We can only have the vision that he's given us. See, he gives us a vision, mm-hmm. and we think it's plan, and we you and I, we've been, and the rest of them who was with us, we were doing things, and it seems like we're never leaving ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
But God's plan, like you said, will not be manipulated. We can try all we want, but it ain't going nowhere until he's ready for it to go somewhere. And it's just a matter of if you're going to stay.
Another thing is, too, sometimes, because God knows the intent, sometimes God will hold off. I remember God saying to me about a situation saying, I didn't bless you because I did not want that person to receive any of the benefits of the blessing. And I was like, whoa. So until they were, as long as they were there, it was an Ishmael in the house. You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. you couldn't get the blessing because you had Ishmael in the house. Well, anyway, we are running over our time. This is good. All we
oh, wow, it's 11:01. I did not know.
Yes, mothers and daughters, we're always saying is that we are asking you to examine your motives because you know what? If you don't, God will because he knows your intent from your heart. Hold on, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. We'll see you next Saturday. Just always keep in mind, whatever decision you make, check your heart and find out what is my intent behind this. And you will know. Have a great week. Bye-bye.